The president of the United States, Joe Biden, has decided that Donald Trump should not receive the intelligence report, since Joe Biden doesn't believe that it is necessarily that Trump needs to have it, since it could be kind of dangerous, according to what the article says. On the CBS News, an interviewer asked Biden if he will think that it will be necessary to give the intelligence brief to Trump, and Biden said that he thinks that not. Since intelligence briefings are very important documents to consider top secret by the government, which are only shared with high-level policemen, and obviously the government. Maybe people wonder if Trump actually wanted the intelligence briefings, but the truth is that he hasn't requested that or demanded the data on the intelligence briefings. In Indonesia, the village of Jenggot, there was a flood from a blood river. Many people wonder like if that was actually blood or just coloring seeing it like that. The reason is that in the village of Jenggot, there is a batik factory, which is actually a carpet or a rug, which is actually a cultural rug or carpet in which people practice their religions. The flood from blood actually started because there is a factory of batik in which it was actually flooded from water thanks to a storm or a rain which actually spread out all the color in red, or the colorings that are kind of that are shared with the color red. An example would be purple, dark pink, and obviously red or even dark red. Some people on Twitter started sharing like, oh my god, look, this happened in Indonesia. But they started saying, but what if these pictures went into the wrong hands? And what am I meaning when I said the wrong hands? Some people have a bad image of, Muslim countries. And some people will say, oh, there was a terrorist attack during a rain in this village. And they will start saying, no more to this and no more to that. And that's what the people don't want to. They were saying, but what if this gets to the wrong hands? What if some people start saying, no, there was a shooting. No, there was someone that got killed. And that's why the flooding, it's all red. That's why it's everything blood. That's something that they didn't want to, because some people may start kind of a campaign to heal money for the people when it's actually they're only looking for money and attention. Something that's actually getting very new in this year, also with last year, but it was kind of at the finals, was the fragile masculinity. But you will ask yourself, what is actually fragile masculinity? Well, fragile masculinity is actually being thought since we are very young, but we never notice it. An example will be, have you ever wondered when you were a little kid and you saw a girl playing with dolls and everything, and you asked your dad, Dad, I want those dolls. And your dad said, no, you're a boy, you should play with Max Steel. That's kind of a fragile masculinity. Why? Because the boys are so... Because according to them, boys are supposed to play with boys' games, and girls are supposed to play with girl games. Another example will be that a boy cannot wear a dress because he's only a boy. He's not supposed to wear that. Or a boy should not wear makeup because makeup is for girls. Fragile masculinity or toxic masculinity, however you want to call it, has been thought... Well, it actually started with the generations that went to war, for example. Since those generations had parents that were militaries, they were actually going, like, the militaries were going to raise their child how they were treated in the military. Like, okay, you are a boy, you should do this, this, and that. That's how they treated the boys. And another example could be, like, the people who were actually raised with parents that had toxic masculinity will be more like, no, I don't like those things because they are more for girls. No, they're more for gays and stuff like that. But some people don't know that they will say, no, if I wear color pink, I will be no longer a man. I will be gay. Well, actually, men who have no fragile masculinity could still wear a dress, high heels, makeup, and they will still be, I wear this, but I know that I'm a man. I will not stop being a man, even though if I wear high heels, I paint my nails, I paint my hair, I use dresses, I'm still a man. I know I'm a man, and I know I will always be a man. Compared with boys that use actually a skirt and say, oh my gosh, no, I'm a girl and everything, but they don't do it in a good way. They actually make fun of it. There is a huge difference between fragile masculinity and that's not your style. An example will be, you're talking with another boy and you say, hey, do you want to paint your nails? And the boy says, no, thank you. Actually, painting my nails is not my style. That's not fragile masculinity. But fragile masculinity will be if you ask another boy, hey, do you want to paint your nails? And the boy says, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not gay. I will never paint my nails in my life because I'm not a girl. That's fragile masculinity, something that's not acceptable these days. Like, the society hates fragile masculinity because it's actually something very toxic, which is actually being influenced by kids. You can actually know a 4-year-old kid who will insult you if he sees you wearing like some nails, high heels, or even a skirt, or even a little bit of makeup. That small kid will come and say, haha, you're a woman because you wear makeup, because that's what he's been taught at his house. Fat shaming, or in other words, for fat phobia, is something that it's actually being very normalized these days. In schools, in families, at house, and by your parents. But you will ask yourself, what's actually fat phobia? Well, fat phobia could actually be something that you have already gone through, but you haven't noticed yet. An example of fat, the actual definition of fat phobia, it's someone that's actually kind of scared, afraid, or hates fat people, or will hate to turn into a fat person. Some people take this to other levels, that they don't care if a person is in their healthiest weight. If they see someone that they consider fat, they'll be, oh my gosh, you look so fat, you should not wear that type of clothes. Or don't wear that type of clothes, they will make you look fat. Oh, will you eat all of that actually? Oh my gosh, you eat a lot. That are some fat phobic messages that thousands of people receive every single day by their friends, by their teachers, by their families, by their parents, by their sisters, actually. And it's actually very normalized these days because thousands of families do this in front of their friends, in front of their son's friends, in front of their son's uncle, grandparents, everything. And thanks to these all fatphobic messages, people start to develop new insecurities. Actually, in Mexico, it's super normalized, the fat phobia, that the parents take out our biggest insecurity and turn it into a nice nickname. An example will be, have you ever heard when a dad or a mom says to their son or their daughter, hey, my small gordita, hey, my small gordito? Well, that actually in English means, oh, hey, fatty, oh, hey, you fat boy. It's that's the actual translation of gordito to English. So parents actually, and it's actually very normalized that here in Mexico, people take out our biggest insecurity and turn it into a nice nickname for them. Thanks to fatphobic messages and comments that people receive every single day, they can develop mental issues like depression or anxiety, or even eating disorders that they could eat only one thing for the whole day, or even they will eat and then vomit everything, which it can develop them anorexia and bulimia, which this should be actually normalized. And the worst thing is that parents are normalizing calling their kids fat. And then the same parents that call their kids fat get kind of worried when they see the son that it has a horrible mental health, has no friends, actually has anxiety and depression, and has even tried to commit suicide. And then they say, well, it's not our fault. When naturally the whole problem starts with the parents calling the kid fat. And something that's going on very viral these days are actually how people are choosing their sexualities. Some people start saying, well, I like boys and I like girls, which is bisexual, that's okay. Well, I'm demisexual, or I'm pansexual, or I'm gay, or I'm heterosexual, which is so everything is correct. But people start creating this kind of new sexualities, which actually does not even exist. An example of this is that people are saying, well, I'm dracosexual. And you'll be, wait, what's dracosexual? Actually, dracosexual is being attracted to a fantasy character of Harry Potter, which actually doesn't even exist, or actually exists, but he's already 40, 50 years old. Another will be that you're animisexual. And you'll say, wait, what's animisexual? Well, actually, animisexual is being attracted to an anime character, which, from one side, it's okay, because everyone has felt a certain attraction to an anime character. But animisexual, some people say, well, I'm animisexual, taking it to the level that they're only attracted to. Well, not only attracted, if not that they are, it's not an attraction, it's more like an obsession for anime characters. And actually the last, which is the most horrible sexuality, considered sexuality, will be the MAP. And you'll say, wait, what's that? Well, actually the MAP is the actual meaning, or in like kind of you saying in other words, pedophilia. And some people will say, but we are a sexuality. The only difference is that he's 3 years old and I'm 40. That's not a sexual attraction. That's pedophilia when you're using a child and they don't know what to do. They're 3 years old kids, 7 year old kids, that they don't know what to do actually. When they just see an adult, that adult has kind of like sexual reactions or something like that with that poor little kid that doesn't know what to do. That's not a sexual attraction. That's actually sexual harassment and sexual abuse from an adult to a poor child.